Hello, and welcome to the St. Ninian's Community Church Podcasts. I'm Jacob, and today I'm going to be reading from Mark chapter 14, verses 3 to 9. And while he was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he was reclining at a table, a woman came with an alabaster flask of ointment of pure nard, very costly, and she broke the flask and poured it over his head. There were some who said to themselves indignantly, "Why was the ointment wasted like this? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor." And they scolded her. But Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Why do you trouble her? She's done a beautiful thing to me. For you always have the poor with you, and whenever you want, you can do good for them, but you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for burial. And truly, I say to you, wherever the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her." As with most passages in the Bible, there are different perspectives that we can place ourselves in when we read it. For this passage, we can either position ourselves with the disciples or with the woman. Firstly, the disciples. The disciples couldn't understand why this woman was doing this to Jesus. Nard was used as a perfume and an ointment and cost about a year's wages for most workers at the time. It seemed a waste to them that this woman, who clearly didn't have very much, would spend most of what she had, if not all of it, on just anointing Jesus. They tell the woman how she could sell that and how much money she could get for that perfume, as almost to say, "Are you sure you know what you're doing?" And then they quickly add that she would obviously give it all to the poor. But Jesus lets her continue, saying that the poor will always be around to help, but Jesus won't be. I'm sure this must have confused the disciples, because all throughout Jesus' ministry, he'd set the example of serving others, but in this it seemed almost like he was allowing the woman to serve him rather than others. But if we place ourselves with the disciples, the natural message we get from this passage is Jesus saying that sometimes we just need to worship God and be in his presence, not running around serving others all the time, that sometimes the best thing to do with our time is just to be in the presence of God and to praise him. But if we position ourselves with the woman, who, as already mentioned, has spent a massive amount of money on this perfume just to anoint Jesus, it must have been a fairly hard decision for her, and to make things worse, she comes and gets scolded by the disciples for doing what she did. Maybe she felt bad and saw the disciples' point that maybe it would have been better to give the money to the poor. But Jesus stands with the woman and says that the thing she has done is a beautiful thing, and anointed him before burial. The woman probably was very confused at that point, for here was a perfectly alive and healthy man telling her that she's just anointed him for burial. She didn't know she was doing this, surely, at the time. All she did was give most of what she had to Jesus. And that's the message from the woman. But putting these two different viewpoints of this passage together, we get a very strong message that sometimes we should just spend everything we have and just worship and praise Jesus. But what about what Jesus says near the end? "You will always have the poor with you, and whenever you want, you can do good for them, but you will not always have me." On first reading, this can seem to go against what a lot of Jesus' ministry was about helping others and those that most need help, and then thinking of your own needs later. But I think overall, the message from this passage is that there is still a way to help the poor and to do what Jesus is saying and to worship and praise him and give everything we have to him at the same time, all our resources and all our strength, that sometimes we will give our praise and our worship to Jesus and just spend time with him. And that Jesus will bless us and give us strength, especially in a time like this. But other times we'll come to Jesus and again give him everything we have, but he will tell us what to do with it. Might not necessarily mean pouring it all onto him and worshipping him, but it might be used to help others. So whether you put yourselves with the disciples who didn't really understand at first why the woman was doing what she was doing, I'm thinking it was a waste of good money to spend that perfume and that money on Jesus. Or if you position yourself with the woman where that everything you have you give to Jesus to worship him. Either way, Jesus will use all the resources and strength that we give him, be that to praise him, to help us to grow strong in faith with him, or to help others. God knows the balance best of our life between helping ourselves and helping others. We can't spend all of our time helping others because we'll become too physically and emotionally drained ourselves. But at the same time, if we spend so much time focusing on ourselves, then we'll miss the bigger picture of helping the world and doing God's work around us. So whatever you do, give time, energy and strength to Jesus and he'll guide you and find the best way to make those resources used both in yourself and in the world around you. Let's pray. God, in this time, it feels like we're caught between a big conflict that so much needs done in the world around us, but also a lot of us are struggling inside as well, that there's so much to do both for other people and for ourselves in this time, which is very draining. Help us to trust you and to give you everything that we have with the knowledge that you will use it and you'll use us to either grow strong in faith with you or to help others to do the same, Lord. So we pray that in this time you'll use us and use what we have to serve you in whatever way is best. In Jesus' name we pray.